so thankful I'm here and that we're all here and doing this. So it's a very nostalgic, fun, like, sentimental show today, which I think we needed. So that was great. But yeah, thanks again, you guys. Love you all. This is Post Adolescence Glow, 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Free From Radio. And we're going to switch the set for Amelia. And yeah, so any last words from Sideways Staircase?
Follow your dreams.
Beautiful. Music is life.
This is from Girl Next Door.
Okay. Lily, you guys can switch us and we will do some setting up. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
I got the power of the AM, got the. wall is high, the black barn, the baby in my arms, in her swaddling clothes, and I nurse her. Joan of Arc in the cars as you looking up at me. Oh baby, I remember when you were born. It was dawn and the storm settled in my belly, in the road, in the grass, in the spit at the gas, in the lit a match, in the void wind flash, in the sky split, in the planet. One hand I rocked you, and with one heart I reached for you. I knew your youth was for the taking, fire on the mental plane, so I ran through the fields as the bats with their baby bane faces burst from the barn in flames in a violet, violent sky. And I fell on my knees and pressed you against me. Your skull was like a network of spittle, like glass balls moving in like cold streams of logic. And I prayed as that lightning attack that some will make it go crack. 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 The palm tree.
Turn me around. just say no. And there ain't no one going to turn me around. Ain't no one going to turn me.
Dream, baby, dream. Oh, baby, got. gotta keep them dreams burning. Keep them dreams burning forever. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream, baby. Why you keep that flame burning, baby? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta keep that flame burning forever, baby. Mm-hmm. Dream, baby, dream. Yeah, come on, baby, keep that dream burning. Yeah. Forever and ever. Forever. Yeah, so the dreams that keep you free, baby. Yeah, you gotta make them dreams come true. Oh, keep them dreams burning, baby. Yeah, yeah, keep them dreams burning forever. Oh, dream, baby, 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 forever and ever.
Back with the beautiful Amelia Vaughn. Say hello.
Hey.
Amelia is a friend of mine from high school. We didn't go to the same high school, but we went to neighboring high schools. We met freshman year, and so it's been a long time coming. And now she is at Berklee College of Music, so our second Berklee artist coming in, and we're very, very happy to have her. She's going to be playing originals today. And yeah, a guitar, piano, some beautiful vocals, and yeah, so the first song she has is Chapstick.
Yes.
And yeah, you can go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, yeah, this is Chapstick. It's about to get a little bit depressing, more than the last band, so yeah. Just this is a secret I keep to myself. Couldn't tell anyone else. Cause I've been wasting all of this time.
Beautiful. That was so like calming. Yeah. Your voice is just so, I love it. It's so homey.
It works well with the guitar
mommy.
Too.
Yeah.
Thanks, mommy.
You're welcome. Okay. Next we have Sober.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, perf.
These three are all depressing, so my bad.
You know what? That's okay.
My apologies.
I love depressing music.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, good.
I stand depressing music. So.
Okay, this is called Sober. Yeah. Stop them, not even me.
beautiful. Beautiful. Your voice is beautiful. Daniel, what did you say?
I just said it was great. Yeah. We're loving it in here.
It's ethereal.
It fills up the room nice.
It really does.
Yeah, Jake walked in and also said it was like vibey.
Yeah, hello, Jake.
Oh, good. Hi, Jake.
Woo's from the back. There's two Jakes in here right now. Jake taking pictures. There's two Amelias. One Amelia is here in presence.
Wait, Amelia, how do you spell your name?
Amelia, she's not here. She's in Madrid.
Oh,
shit. Yeah,
sorry.
Amelia, call in right now. She spells it A M E L I I A.
Oh.
So you're
okay.
E.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so a little different. Okay. Yeah. Okay, next we have Skeleton.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. And then we'll do Dead Bouquet. Or we'll do PSA, little interview, and then we'll do Dead Bouquets.
Awesome.
Okay, perf. Go into it.
Okay. Oh my god, this one's even more depressing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's do interview, then we'll do PSA. When are you switching to piano? I'm going to tune my guitar, do another guitar song, then switch to piano.
Okay, so let's do PSA while you tune your guitar, and then we'll do interview. So Lilies, you guys can switch us and do a PSA.
Nice.
Okay, time for a PSA. On the board, Lily, we're gonna have to talk into this. All right, welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain. It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Dog whimpers. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Potable? Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Ruff!
This has been brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
And this is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, Kim, I'll send it back to you.
Thank you, Lilies, for such an amazing PSA. Okay, now we're going to get intimate for an interview. So, not that intimate. Yeah. Well, I knew you in high school. I knew you were always a music geek, always doing things. So I just want to know, like, what's the origin story? When did you start music? How did you get into it, like recording and all that?
Okay, so I guess I started because I was like forced to play piano when I was younger. Like I feel like every kid was. So
true.
I started playing piano. Then I just started writing my little beats and melodies on top of it. And then for Christmas, when I was like 12 or 13, I asked for Logic Pro, which is a software.
Software.
Geek things. And so then I started producing and recording my own stuff. And then, then it just became like a thing. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm like pretty good at it. It's like one of like, I don't know, just like what I like to do.
Yeah, so. That's great. I mean, I've seen the Instagram videos.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the TikTok videos.
Oh, yeah.
So many videos.
I'm always impressed.
Yeah, my content is, like, bumping right now because I just went through a breakup, so I have, like, songs,
a lot of stuff to write about.
Days.
Well, honestly, that's good. You know, flip to the bright side, and, like, this is, like, just propelling your career. So, I know you went to CCA, and no one really knows what that means other than us, but CCA, I went to like the Catholic school in San Diego, and Amelia went to CCA, which is kind of like the nerdy art school.
Oh, you should have been there.
I really wish I would have been there because it, yeah. But like, I was just wondering, like, I know you did music stuff at CCA, like, how did that really prepare you for Berkeley and like kind of get your passions going and stuff like that?
Let me think. CCA was crazy, so, sorry, I'm, like, going insane right now. It prepared me with, like, because we had this, like, vocal conservatory thing, so obviously, like, that prepared me for, like, theory and, like, sight reading, like, which Berkeley has a lot of, but in terms of, like, songwriting and, like, what I'm doing, like, it really, like, I kind of was just, like, doing that before I went to CCA, and, like, but, yeah, because CCA didn't really have, like, songwriting classes. We had, like, Rock Band, which was an awesome elective.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, it was so fun. And so I performed some originals in that class, I remember. But, yeah, but I don't know, CCA was just great. Just a great school for musicians.
That's great. And then this is a question I always ask, but how does your music taste align with, how you write music? Is it very different? Is it similar?
I honestly like have no idea. Like I'd have to like ask someone like from an outside perspective. Yeah. I mean, I think I've gotten like Claro a couple times, which I don't get like at all.
I would
see
that.
Other people get it. Okay, so I've gotten that. And
or
then,
like even like Men I Trust, but like kind of in a chill way.
Thank you.
Like a solo Men I Trust.
No, yeah, like solo Men I Trust. I don't know. I listened like right now. I'm listening to like a lot of Lizzie McAlpine.
Mm.
You know who that is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. I would say that
Webster.
Fits.
That's, yeah,
that definitely
just,
fits
like,
the vibe that you play.
Yeah, just like acoustic, like singer-songwriter gals.
Yeah.
It's like my...
So you'd say, so would you say you're inspired by them?
Yeah, I guess. I would say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I grew up just, like, listening to, like, Ariana Grande yeah. and, like, Selena Gomez, but...
True. That's true. They were the blueprint, for
they
real.
They were.
So, oh. you know, gotta give it to them.
I know. They're amazing.
That is true. I did see Ariana Grande in concert. She was great.
Me too.
It was... Yeah, it was crazy. Okay, well... Let's get into the newest release.
Yeah.
Dead Bouquets.
Dead Bouquets.
Love
came
it.
Out yesterday.
Check out.
Stream.
Yeah, check out Amelia's Spotify, Amelia Vaughn. Check out her Instagram. Also, follow Post Adolescence Glow on Instagram. She's tagged all over, so you'll find her.
Yes.
But yeah, go ahead.
let's do this thing. Told him to wait outside, 'cause in the end he's just a friend who's sleeping. We take his car for a drive, all the way to LA and back home before dinner time. But I feel so selfish, don't know if I want you, 'cause every day I wake up and fall in love with someone new. Dead bouquets are living in my world. And I say I really love that one. I listened
to that your post on Instagram so many times. I didn't even listen to like the actual song, but I listened to the post on Instagram.
Oh, like the reel?
Yeah, so I was
yeah.
Na, 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 na. I was waving my hands. that was so beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. Are you switching to piano now? Yeah, you can just put your guitar on the ground.
Okay. Should I turn it? Oh wait, actually that won't work.
Can you go help her move stuff around with the saw we gotta do some switching around. She's multifaceted, so, you know.
Yeah.
You can switch the vocal mic. But yeah, so Amelia, my mom said great one, Amelia. Sounds so great.
Is your mom listening?
My mom is always listening, so, Christine, love you. Love you, Mom. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my mom, my dad, my sisters. Shout out to Constantine and Daniel for killing it on tech today. We've been learning so much. They've been learning so much. And we've been really, really moving up in the world. Shout out to the Lilies for holding down Studio A. Big shout out to Michelle. She has graciously allowed us her keyboard and her bass today. And she's sick, so I really appreciate Michelle.
Yeah, that's good.
And shout out to Jake taking pictures. I'm getting a photo taken of me right now. Yeah, so those are my shout outs. Shout out to Alec, who's not here. He's sick also. Everyone's sick, so pray for her. Pray for us here at Tufts. Yeah, are you feeling good, Amelia?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We're just getting set up here.
Is the keyboard too high?
It'll work. It'll work.
You good? Yeah.
It's gonna work.
Yeah. Setup is a little, you know, we're students here.
No, you guys are doing a good job, though. Like, this is crazy.
Thank you. Thank you,
Amelia.
I,
was not expecting it to be, like, this, like, profesh.
You know.
Profesh.
Yeah, we try. We really try. You're lucky you're coming now and not a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, we get better every time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I guess that's how things go.
Yeah, this is perfect. Thank you.
Okay, perf. So next song is Want You to Know.
Yes.
By the one and only Amelia Vaughn.
Yeah. Oh. My teeth just, like, hit the mic, but this is, like, really, like, 1975 inspired, I'd say. Mm. So, it's what
love.
I, like, tried to
love
base it on, so. But, yeah, this is Want You to Know.
I've been having these dreams that are unholy. Every hour in the dark, I've been writing down words that control me, like I miss you and it's hard being apart. But I'll go down the darkest of roads, 'cause he's such an outlaw and it's hard to stay away from. So I just want you to know. He plays guitar and he's in a band. We're similar, but then again, he doesn't stand a chance to you. Sleep last night and I regret it, but I couldn't help it. It's just so subconscious, and you know that it don't hit like home. But he's such a mystery, but he hasn't seen an inch of me, so I just want you to
know. I love that. That was like Well, we were saying like low-key early 2000s,
like
cute.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Very, I love the piano switch. And then for the last song, the famous French film. Music video out now.
So true.
I've seen lots of promo for this song.
Yeah. Me too.
And I know, maybe give some backstory about the song. I know you wrote this kind of like on behalf of your friend or your friend's story.
Yeah, I wrote this on behalf of my friend because she went through a breakup and the guy like broke up with her when like the day her grandma died, knowing her grandma died.
Oh.
And like, I don't know. I was just like, damn, like this is kind of crazy. I'm going to write a song about this. So
yeah.
She just like texted me a paragraph about like what happened. And then I like just like used like the words in it to kind of like form it into a song. Uh-huh. I guess I don't know.
That's really but cool.
Yeah, this is a French film. And oh yeah, French film is like the guy that she was dating was like into cinema and he loved like French films or whatever, like into like Wes Anderson, like one of those bitches. Lol. But yeah, so yeah,
me and Constantine just watched Grand Budapest Hotel a few weeks ago.
Oh my god.
It was good, right?
You know, the vibes in here are kind of like Wes Anderson vibes.
Yeah.
It's like indie.
It's very like intricate in here.
No, it's yeah.
I also watched, there's like the deep sea one where they're like the sea explorers. I watched it with my family. They thought it was really wacky.
Yeah.
You know, French films. Okay. Interesting.
I love all the shots and all the colors.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He's whack.
Yeah.
He's whack.
Okay.
But yeah, this is French film.
Yay.
I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning, still lying here chained to this bed. 'Cause how do I lay here when I could be with you instead? Whisper your name to guide me. Wrote all of the letters in red to magically manifest that maybe we still could be friends. But who are you to run away when I was screaming stay? Think it was a Wednesday. Said I loved you in my driveway. Who cares? Tough time, 'cause everything I thought would be mine left like the rain on the shoreline, like wildflowers fade after spring time. Guess we won't finish that movie, can't watch those French films on TV. I hated the ending, 'cause I'm still pretending that I'm defending your lies, but you're going to school in July. Could have at least said good. I've decided not to fall again. It's a disgusting habit, he said. So take back your book and the letters that you once sent, hidden under my bed. Sometimes I read them and I miss you, but who knows if those words were true. One of the phases she said you would always go through. Everyone says that they hate you, want me to replace you. I can't, 'cause everything I touch it cuts me. Blood dripping slowly, 'cause I've had a tough time. 'Cause everything I thought would be mine left like the rain on the shoreline, like wildflowers fade after spring time. Guess I can't finish that movie, can't watch those French films on TV. I hated the ending, 'cause
I'm still pretending that I'm defending all your lies. But you're going to school in July. Could have at least said goodbye. And I heard about your birthday. Girls dressed up like they could replace me. Black tights might go a long way, but boy, you know that they ain't me.
Okay.
I'm done.
Beautiful. We loved it. Yeah, everyone, Jake just came in here and was like, where did you find this girl? I was like, I've been new her.
I've been with Kim since the beginning.
Oh, really? Yay!
We like this.
We like this.
Y'all can't see me, but I have my fingers crossed together. Well, beautiful. We ended early today. This is like...
Oh. This never happens.
This never happens. Today ran so smoothly.
Oh, great.
After the stressful morning. But yeah, thank you so much for coming, Amelia. I'm so glad that you... came to do this. This is so full circle, and like,
I know it's crazy.
Me and Amelia have not seen each other in a long time, but over the Christmas break, I went to New York and we hung out there, which is like, we didn't even hang out in San Diego, but we hung out in New York.
I know, it's
which
so
is
weird.
Insane. But
I know, I saw your Snap Maps location, and I was like, yeah. Holy.
No, I saw you in the airport. I was like, where are you going right now? Yeah. And we were going to the same place, so.
Oh yeah,
that was really fun. We went to a speakeasy with my sister.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, no illegal things happened. We just spoke easy.
Yeah, you can take a photo. For
yeah,
my,
take some
for
selfies, girl. Yeah, for the Insta. Is there anything else that we should talk about? Because we have like a few more minutes. Any like drama we should air? Any like
any drama
fun like backstory? Are there any like funny stories about our friendship?
Well,
I feel like we were very on and off.
Like, oh wait, maybe this is like controversial, but we both like met through like someone we like both didn't like.
Yeah, that is true.
So like
bonded over that. We met at a football game. The football games were a big.
Oh my gosh, that's where we met Chris Marquand.
Shout out Chris, definitely not listening.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was so long ago. It's crazy to think about.
That was long ago.
But you've always been doing your music.
I know. And oh my gosh, I like low-key like miss those days.
I know. Yeah, in a weird way, I almost do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm getting used to Berkeley, definitely.
Yeah, well, you just came this semester, so you're...
Yeah.
You're adjusting, but I mean, I'm applauding you because yeah, the adjustment is crazy, and it seems like you're doing good. I mean, you're creating amazing things. So
yeah,
that's beautiful. Oh yeah. Well, I had something I was gonna say. Just as a little sentimental thing, I think. You inspired me a lot to like really get into my musical side.
Aww.
Because your Instagram and just like, I don't know, you were like kind of the only friend I had in high school that was like really into music and like did stuff like that, which was just not really a thing.
Yeah.
Like with people I was around, so thank you.
Yeah, it really wasn't a thing.
Yeah, definitely. I know I hear about like all these people who are like, oh yeah, I went to arts high schools, I went to blah blah, and I'm like
damn.
No, like no. Not a thing. I went to football high school, football and water polo.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it. That was all there was. So
shout out Jack Hightower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's the realest thing you said all
airing
day.
Airing out so the good. The Cathedral Catholic High School members today.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what else to talk about. Is there anything, any inspirations you have?
I can show you guys
some of a song I was writing yesterday.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We have like 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's like literally just like 2 seconds of a song.
Yeah, let sure.
I called it like Fiona Appling. I'm probably gonna like mess up a lot. But,
that's okay.
It's just I call it this because, I don't know. I was like really in the mood yesterday. Cause long story short, one of my really good friends is like now with my ex of like a month ago, and so that was just really hard for me. And she's like not talking to me anymore. So I was like, I was triggered. So I just like wrote this.
Understandably.
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I even remember the chords. Okay. Sorry, we're gonna get like crazy right now, but you said what? Sorry, that was so cringe. I was like, right now. Okay, here we go. You said what you said and you asked for respect. I was on my last breath, took some time to reflect on the ignorance in your regrets. Giving you my tissues when you created the issue. Said you're upset, like these bullet holes aren't in my chest. And I know you couldn't care less when you're staying up late in your bed, drunk with my ex. Take him, date him, maybe you can change him. He's a mess, but you got the rest. And that's all I have.
Oh, I love that.
I was pissed, guys. I was so pissed last night.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Well, you got some big cheers from the studio over here, so.
Aww.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming, Amelia. It was just so beautiful to have you.
Thank you, guys.
And yeah, big shout outs to everyone here. I aired out my shout outs earlier, so I'm not going to go through the list. But yeah, also shout out to Quinn and Lily for graphics. Beautiful, beautiful work. But yeah, again, this is Post Adolescence Glow. This is Kim, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah. Thank you, Amelia. Any last words?
Peace and love.
Yes, beautiful. Music is life. Music is love. Yeah, okay. Well, Lily's back to you, and stay tuned for the next show.
All systems. Yeah. Go.